Well, the business model around home printers is pretty well known. Buy the hardware at an affordable price and then shell out big bucks again and again for the ink cartridges. It is a familiar sound. Yes, well, in the US, things have moved to a new level of irritation. Tech corporation Canon is being sued for $5 million for selling an all-in-one printer which disables all of its functions, including the scanning and faxing when the ink runs low. We're joined now by North Carolina technology journalist Stephen Vaughan Nicholas. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
So this is a class action. This has actually been filed. This is just, and it is pretty much down to people being fed up with their printer.
Very much so. I think everyone in the States and New Zealand, Australia, everywhere are really just completely fed up with printers that the moment you run out of ink, everything else stops. I mean, it was bad enough when if you ran out of cyan ink, too bad, you can't print black and white now. Now, mind you, you don't need color for black and white, but still wouldn't let you do it. But now, seriously, you can't even use the scanner. You can't even fax someone something. Come on.
Yeah, look, as you say, very frustrating. But is this the business model we have to accept, that you pay a cheap price for the actual hardware? You just got to accept that they're going to sting you for the cartridges.
I don't think so. You know, this is really this business model is called the razor and blades model. It goes back to the 1920s, and a U.S. company called Gillette came up with this beautiful idea of they would sell you the attachment for your razor to shave with, but they'd sell you the blades separately. They'd give you the razor for nothing or next to nothing, and then the blades came with it. And, you know, it irritated people then. It's still irritating people today. And, you know, I mean, at least back then, if you really wanted to use a straight razor, you could. You could still even do that today. But this is really takes it a step further. It's not a matter of you can't print without the right ink. Okay, that's annoying. But, okay, I can see that. Obviously, you need ink to print. But scanning as well, I mean...
Is no. This, now, presumably, this is just in certain models, but this is a line in the sand that's sort of being drawn here by consumers, I suppose.
I think so. It's Canon does it apparently in all their all-in-one machines. We're not certain of that, but it looks like they do. And it appears that the other printer vendors do the same kind of thing. I expect, actually, that this lawsuit, which is being started as a class action, is going to gain a lot of people behind it. So multiply that 5 million by however many other people jump into the pool. And I expect other companies will be sued on the same grounds really soon as well.
Well,
since I published my story, I've already gotten half a dozen notes from people asking what the law firm is that's doing this. How can they get on board this lawsuit? So
well,
there's just a lot of
you might have a
really
few from New Zealand by
people.
The sound of it. If our feedback's anything to go by, Stephen Vaughan Nicholas, thank you very much. North Carolina technology journalist there.